Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Some of you might know I am from South Africa. My mother was born in the 50s. From 1948 to 1994, South Africa was ruled by a white minority under a system of legalized racial oppression called apartheid. People of color were consistently told that they were not enough, that their lives not valuable, and this reinforced through labor regulation, access to education, geographic segregation, the suppression of the voices of people of color. My mother is not overtly political. She prefers to not get into it. One of the few times I heard her make a political statement was when I did something new to my hair. She started to tell me about Steve Biko, who led the Black Consciousness Movement in South Africa. And then she specifically began to talk about the Black is Beautiful movement, which started in the US in the 60s and made its way to South Africa. It was a movement that affirmed that Black being is synonymous with beauty, that one is Black and beautiful, is Black and beloved. A notion that the apartheid regime tried to suppress. My mom tells me the profound impact these words had on her and the Black community at that time, that it was one of the most impactful affirmations in her life, one of the most transformative moments of her life. As I was reading the text for today, I was reminded of this conversation with my mother, a conversation I come back to often. Today we encounter Jesus on a mountaintop with three of his disciples. He transforms before them. His face shines like the sun. The mountaintop is radiating with all his glory. In the middle of this, God's voice suddenly disrupts. A voice from the heaven says, "This is my son, my beloved. With him I am well pleased." Another translation says, "Who brings me great joy. Listen to him." At this, the disciples are overwhelmed, terrified. They fall to the ground. Jesus touches them and says, "Do not be afraid." They get up and walk down the mountain together. I am certain we all have pivotal, transformative moments in our lives. Those moments that we keep coming back to, that remind us who we are and empower us to do the work that we are called to do. This is what just happened to Jesus. Jesus had a few of these transformative moments, and in the season of Epiphany, we've been able to revisit some of them, from his birth to his baptism, and today, his transfiguration. We hear the same words spoken at his baptism, now repeated at this midpoint of his ministry. "This is my son, my beloved. With him I am well pleased." I imagine for Jesus, this experience was something similar to my mother's experience at hearing the words, "You are Black and you are beautiful. You are beloved." In those words, Jesus is claimed and affirmed. God just affirmed Jesus. Isn't it surprising to imagine that Jesus needed to be affirmed? Isn't he Jesus after all? The truth is, Jesus needed to be affirmed to do his work. This was crucial to his work, as it is what enabled and empowered him to live out his purpose in this world courageously. It is even more crucial given the kind of life Jesus had lived. When from birth his life had been under threat, his people and culture under threat, riddled with displacement, living under Roman occupation as a brown Palestinian man. Jesus has lived through a life of people doubting him, questioning him, accusing him, mistreating him, calling him names. I mean, we could go on. And yet, it is these same people, this same world, that he is called to love, to heal, to teach, to transform. It is precisely this complex, uncomfortable, transitional space that Jesus lives in that it becomes even more important that he is affirmed, valued, and feels secure in his identity, that he knows who he is despite and in spite of what the world is saying about him. This truthful, irrevocable affirmation is what enables Jesus to continue his work, healing, teaching, righting wrongs, affirming others, empowering them to continue in their work. And so when God says these words, "With you I am well pleased, you give me great joy," it is important to understand the weight of these words in the context of the life Jesus lived. And so I want to remind us today that we are enough, that you are enough. We have been created in the likeness of God, in the image of God. We all need affirmation, and I imagine we all know what it feels like to yearn for affirmation. It can feel hard to give affirmation, receive affirmation, affirm ourselves, and yet it is so consequential to our well-being. It directly impacts our actions in the world. It is important that we know we are enough, that we are loved, that God is well pleased with us. When we are secure in who we are empowered to live in the kind of reality that enables us to act courageously towards creating a just, safe, and equitable world, not threatened by feelings of scarcity and insecurity. The reality is we live in a world where many of us feel hurt, rejected, betrayed, ignored, over and over and over again, told in many different ways that we are not enough, we are not beloved, we are not well-pleasing, saying things that are not true about who we are. And even more so, there are those communities that continue to be even more disproportionately impacted simply because of their nationality, sexuality, race. We live in a world where it is much easier and more acceptable to use words that silence people, break people down, than to offer kind and affirming words. Because this is very hard work. It is very, very hard work. Our stories are complex And words used rightly can facilitate the grappling with our deep wounds and bring forth healing, transformation, and goodness beyond what we could ever imagine. Toni Morrison reminds us of the importance of affirmation in her novel, Beloved, as she says, "Here, in this here place, flesh that weeps, laughs, dances on bare feet in grass. Love it hard. They do not love your flesh, they despise it. They do not love your eyes. And oh my people, they do not love your hands. So love your hands. Love them. Raise them up and kiss them." When we know we are well-pleasing, when we know we are enough, we are enabled to love ourselves. In the same way, God offers the same affirmation to Jesus. The kind of affirmation that God offers is a piercing one. It is one that asserts, in spite of all you have been through, in spite of what has been said about you, I claim you, I love you, and you are well pleasing in my sight. We are reminded to not be afraid by God's divine action. This is the Christian work, to be affirmed so we can do the work that we are called to do. Just as Jesus touched the disciples in response to their fear, God touches us from within the realities of our fears, anxieties, guilt, shame, inviting and empowering us to live into these uncomfortable, complex, changing feelings, enabling us to forgive, to apologize, to try again, to wrestle. Jesus touches us and offers comfort when we feel overwhelmed and afraid of goodness, of love, of beauty. The work of these mountaintop experiences, of these moments of epiphany, begin down the mountain, on the ground, when we are in the day-to-day of life, making choices and decisions moment to moment. The more loved and secure we feel, the more we are enabled to make better choices for the greater good of all. And in the moments where we fall short, these mountaintop experiences serve to remind us who we are, that we are claimed by God, called beloved and beautiful, well-pleasing and acceptable, that we are enough. Proverbs 3 reminds us, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." Affirmation is ancient, holy medicine. And we are the beloved of God. We are well-pleasing in God's sight. In Jesus, knowing that he is enough, we witness a love that heals, a love that disrupts, subverts society's perceptions of who we are and who we ought to be. In being God's beloved, God's love transforms us and others, empowering us to act in ways that bring healing and love. We are empowered to transform this world. And so as you go on in your day today, do remember to not withhold good. Affirm your children, friends, colleagues. Tell people that they matter, that they are enough. Tell them how you feel about them. It is a good thing. Let us continue this sacred, holy work of blessing that we are called to do. Amen.